morning. Ushers, as you come forward, we're going to honor the Lord as we stand this morning. As the ushers come, get ready for the Word of God. Get ready for communion this morning. Thank you, God, for Jesus. We are so grateful for the Spirit that is in us to guide us and to comfort us and to strengthen us. I am so grateful for every giver that takes care of the kingdom work right here at New Beginnings. How blessed we are, people who are dedicated in the service of God, being good servants of your work. Blessed are we as we continue to encourage and strengthen in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen and amen. Amen. Ushers, thank you so much this morning. Brother Eric, do me a favor. This one here, just a little lower. You may take your seat this morning. Good. I am so blessed. To have you here with me this morning in the house of God. As you walk out of church this morning, there is a little prayer card. Actually, it's not a little. It's pretty big. And it is a simple prayer where you can pray for Pastor just a little more. So if you spend 10 seconds praying for him, move it to 20 seconds. Amen? I am a believer that God is already, somebody say already. He's already doing something that is amazing. And this is probably the eighth time saying it to you. Say it again. Something is shifting where getting ourselves ready for the next 10 years where we get to see people get saved, and we get to see a lot of Christians grow up. Amen. Just spiritually growing up. I love this day. I love every day. Every day is Resurrection Day. Amen. Every day is Valentine's Day. Every day is Thanksgiving Day. Huh? Every day is Halloween Day. You don't know who you're going to run into. I drove up here just the other day, and just yesterday, and there was this homeless guy just between the two trees. Just sat out, man. He was just out. And I walked in, and then I walked out. I says, Lord, I hope he's not dead. So a couple of minutes, I walk out, and he's up. I said, okay, he's just decided to. That was a good place to plant his body just for some rest. And so I am grateful that every day is a day that we're blessed to be part of the work of the Lord. Very interesting, the direction that God gave me for this morning. I do want to warn you that I have missed God more than I've embrace God, or found God. But I'm hoping this message would at least iron sharpens iron. And that means maybe we need to kind of take a look. It's not a fire or brimstone message. It's just an awareness message, making us aware. So there's a title up there that will help us understand the biblical theology of plagues. So about a year ago this time, they called it a global pandemic, like one they have never seen before. It changed the course of mankind and our world. it really showed us how quick things can change fast. It really opened my eyes to realize where the church was at that moment, at that time. A year later, I want to let you know that I think we're doing a little better. In the beginning, it was scary. Didn't know which direction, what to do. But I want to take a moment and allow us to look at this in a spiritual perspective, not so much the physical. And I don't have time this morning to tell you who's right and who's wrong and who to listen to, who not to listen to. There are some biblical prophecies, some end time stuff, some today stuff. But I want to say to all of us, it was an opportunity for us to wake up if we were asleep. It was an opportunity for us to do what I call inventory. Every one of us should do inventory once a month. What is inventory, Pastor? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're the problem. You need Jesus more than ever before. That's inventory, okay? We need to be reminded of that. So from a spiritual perspective, we know that plagues is nothing new. In fact, I found that the word plague is found 100 times in the Bible. So you and I, especially Pastor this morning, is thinking a lot about the biblical theology. Is Jesus coming soon? Is this just the beginning? Is this a shadow of what is to come? How do we handle practice? How do we handle what happened this last year? And I'm believing that the body of Christ all over the world is going to want to get deeper into the things of God. There should be a hunger and a thirst of God like never before. If there isn't this morning, I want to just encourage you that maybe that's where we need to start. I want to believe this morning that when we take communion, somebody will be healed. Somebody will be delivered. And you will testify that I went to the house of God and he touched me and he healed me. So plagues, what it means to us now and in the future. Okay? And I love Christians who say, Jesus is coming before the rapture. And I love Christians who say, Jesus is coming before the tribulation. And Jesus is coming before in the middle of the tribulation. Jesus is coming at the end of the tribulation. And I always tell them, you know, I'm pan-trib. And they look at me like, I've never heard that before. It's all going to pan out. But he is coming. We just don't know when. So, medically speaking, I'm not an expert, but this plagues are diseases that infect people and animals. In the biblical plague or understanding, it does not just limited to diseases. Besides this widespread and devastating disease that plagued often is kind of in the nature of it can become really spooky. Now, if you read Revelation, you say, well, I don't understand Revelation. I don't want you to understand Revelation. I just want you to read Revelation. Just read it. And it is the physical realm. What you read in Revelation will come to pass. Here are some little dynamics behind it that might help us understand a little bit more, where the sun becomes dark, the water turns into blood. We find such terms as locusts in the Bible. Now, let me kind of move into a scientific explanation and this term called plague. God is more interested in showing us why things happen. Here's the first note that I want you to leave with, and you'll see it up there. The world's is broken. Whatever view, theologically, scientifically, spiritually, physically, the world that you and I live in is broken. Give me one example, Pastor. We were supposed to live forever and ever on this earth. And if you go from the beginning, close to 1,000 years, people were living on this earth. And today, somebody say today, maybe the average is 73 years old. And that's with medicine keeping us above ground. Plagues are what we call a disruption of the natural order that God gave the world He created. Every one of us here believe that God created the heavens and the earth. That you and I were created to have fellowship with God. Period. And we all know that God is sovereign over all of His creation. God has His hand on everything that is going on, even our own lives. That's how big God is. But can I leave you with this? Plagues are under the authority of divine purpose. God knows what He's doing. And He's looking for people that are going to trust His sovereignty and His power and His authority. Now, the biblical overview, it demonstrates the consequences of the event known of the fall. I'm looking around. Everybody knows about the fall in Genesis chapter 3. From that moment on, this world has been getting worse. And worse, and worse, and worse. Man's knowledge will increase. The moment you bought your cell phone last week and you walked out the store, it is now obsolete. In other words, you're outdated. So God created a world that is perfect order, balance, and harmony. Human sin assaulted God's order, resulting in brokenness, not only in humanity or having a relationship with God, but throughout every aspect of life and in this world. The curse of sin was brought on by people. And you want to know how hard it's going to get for the body of Christ and the church? Read Romans 1 100 times. How many here can honestly say God does not lie? What He said is going to come to pass, will come to pass. So all plagues are a supreme example. Well, plagues are a result of the human sin, we shouldn't conclude that confound to a purpose of what God's righteousness is about. And if you remember, the introduction to the church service today was all God did was take all of our dirty clothes and gave us a righteous robe. Can I give you a prophetic word this morning? Jesus made you righteous. Now it's your job, by the word of God in faith and obedience, to stay righteous. That's the battle on this earth for every one of us. And if I may, just real quick, I want you to focus on three ways that he sometimes uses plagues to wake us up. I do want you to know that I've been reborn. There's a deeper presence of the Lord that I want in my life as a pastor and as a person in general. I believe I've only experienced maybe 20% of the power of God. There's another 80% that I've never touched in my Christian walk, and I've been doing this since 1980. There's much more, and I don't want to miss it, because I've missed it before. But as I looked at the Word of God, the Scriptures, I realized that this is a wake-up time for me. And this is what I used this entire year. That's just as an individual. As a pastor, I have been blessed, disappointed, hurt, damaged, talked about, I read something the other day. I'd rather be the benefactor of slander than being the author of one. I have never been attacked as a pastor in this year than I have ever had in my entire career as a pastor. Wow. And I had to practice how powerless I am over people, places, and things, that I cannot control other people's behavior and responses. All I can control is my relationship with God. Because what's going to happen this year and next year in this ministry, it's going to be amazing. And I don't want to miss that. So here's what I want to leave you with this morning as we get our hearts ready in a few minutes. Give me about 5 minutes for communion, because I just want to feel and just believe that when we take communion, someone's going to be healed and someone's going to be delivered. And you're going to testify about it. All I did was surrender my life to Jesus, and he set me free. Here's number one. God sometimes uses plagues to warn people. The first reference to the word plague comes when Abraham and Sarah were making a trip to Egypt. Abraham feared Pharaoh. And Sarah was so beautiful that Pharaoh says, and I can have whoever I want that as my wife. But Abraham lied, told Pharaoh that Sarah was his sister. Can I just give you an insight? When God calls you, stop running. Because if God has a special plan for you, it'll come to pass. I love what the Bible said in Genesis 12:17. That the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues. Because Sarah was Abraham's wife. He warned Pharaoh to release Sarah and spoke to him clearly that I control everything. Our government and our Supreme Court does not control nothing. Only the written word is what controls our lives. Luther didn't create nothing. Calvinists didn't create anything. No movement created anything. All that was created is somebody began to believe the word of God, that the word of God can really transform people's lives. I did a funeral on Friday for Tara's godfather. And what impressed me about him, and I said it like this, him and my dad were drunks. They were drunks. I've never seen them sober. But one day, my uncle gave his life to Jesus, and I never seen him drunk again. That impressed me. Some got mad that I called him a drunk, but it is what it is, right? I think sometimes plagues are to prompt people to take correct actions. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it. Correct action. With the power of God, we can fix whatever needs to be fixed. Second thing, as I let you go here in a few moments, God sometimes uses plagues to instruct people as part of a redemptive purpose. There is redemption. You can be redeemed. You can be healed. And you can be restored. Moses repeated God's commandment to let Israel go. Pharaoh refused, and God promised plagues with a purpose. I'll read it. That you may know that there's not one like me on this earth. I am God. There's no one like the Lord. If they could understand that, they would let Israel go and maybe come to the knowledge of the one true God themselves. I heard that the Ten Commandments are going to be shown at the theater. If you have never seen the Ten Commandments, get your popcorn, get your lunch, get your dessert. It's 3 hours, okay? But in that Ten Commandments movie, Moses... God is God. That's what Pharaoh kept saying. Moses, God is God. What happened? He forgot. It's like us, this virus. People forgot that God is God. I said, who are you serving? You must have the spirit of a Biden in your soul. They hid. Nothing. I'm not talking about the ones that needed to stay out. Please don't misunderstand me today. I'm talking about the ones that stopped serving God. Not the ones that kept praying and giving and praying and giving and coming. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the ones that said, I'm no longer going to serve God. Here's the last one. The Bible shows us that sometimes plagues are flat out judgments from God. Can I leave you with this? Sodom and Gomorrah had no Bible. Had no Bible. America has 10 of them in every house. It is important to remember that God is also a judge. What you sow, what you sow, it'll come to pass. And every right to carry out judgment in whatever and however he sees fit. I like how Abraham said in Genesis 18:15, thou shalt not Shall not the judge of all earth do right? From the 10 plagues to the Passover to the 7 bowls of the wrath in Revelation 16, God is a just in all his ways, including when he sends plagues. Would you please stand with me this morning? As the worship team comes. So about a year ago today, somewhere, give or take a week or two, okay? People begin to ask me, and sometimes when people ask me questions, I try my best to answer back with another question. They begin to ask me, is this God's judgment upon the earth? Instead of going through all of the little things that people go through, I'm learning to answer a question with another question. And here's what I say. Can you think of a reason why God wouldn't choose to judge the earth right now? All of us see the evidence of sin and the gross disregard of a loving creator. And perhaps the whole world has been experiencing a warning from God to get our attention and prompt us to correct action before something worse happens. So we believe that Calvary took it all and took care of us, gave us a righteous robe. Our job is to keep that robe righteous with the power of God. So throughout 2020, we prayed that God would capture our attention of many people in order to bring salvation and faith in Christ Jesus. Many of us, we didn't fail that. There's a vaccine out there. And a lot of people are thankful for that. And hopefully that this pandemic would just be a distant memory or any event that the future generation will even barely know about all of it. And I think that could be possible. Or the plague could be part of what Jesus called in Matthew 24, the beginning of birth pains leading to the tribulation that the world has never seen. So no matter what the case is and how you view things and how you look at things, there is no one like God. He is real and lasting hope. There's nothing, my friends, nothing that will make you more happy than a relationship with Jesus. You begin to pray for Pastor. Thank you. I appreciate that very much for spending time praying for my mind, my soul, my body as a pastor. Because if I'm crazy, which I'm already there, that means the people are going to be a little crazy. But if we begin to call on the name of the Lord, we begin to call on the name of the Lord for our homes, our bodies, our families, our children, our city, and there will be a move of God because we call upon the name of God. Of God. Those who are helping me with the elements of communion will make their way. They will give you the elements. Stay in the attitude of prayer. You are welcome to come to the altar if you need to after you get the elements. So as those who are helping me will make their way and begin to give us the elements, stay in the attitude of worship and praise. You're welcome to come to the altar after you get your elements this morning.